We're doing the Ntivot Shalom on Parshat Peshalach. The topic is V'lonacham Elokim derech Eretz Plishtim. Hashem didn't guide them through the land of the Philistines. Vahi b'shlach paro ta'am. The pasuk tells us when Pharaoh sent the nation, V'lonacham Elokim derech Eretz Plishtim ki karovu. Hashem did not guide them through the Philistine territory, for it was near. Ki amar Elokim peninachem am birotam milchama v'shavu mitzrayma. Hashem said, lest the nation have regrets when they have to face war, and then they'll turn around and return to Egypt. Ha'orachayim HaKadosh Makshet. The Holy Orachayim asks the following question. Sarich ledaber, or levaer, lama amar vayhi. We have to understand, why does the parasha begin with the word vayhi? Lishon tzar. It's a vayehi, the Medrash tells us, is often understood as vayhai, woe. It's a time of woe, it's a time of sorrow. Bimkom gilav v'rinin. Isn't it a time of rejoicing? They're leaving Egypt. Why does the parasha begin with the word vayehi? So that's question number one that the Holy Or HaChaim asks. Od maksheh, further he questions, al ha'lashon vayehi b'shlach paro ta'am. It says, when Paro sent the nation, Lama tala inyan beparo? What are we saying? Paro sent us out. Hashem took us out. What is it saying when Paro sent the nation? It should say when the nation left, when Hashem took the nation out. Why didn't it lay the credit? Velo ba'adon ha'masim, ki hu ha'motzi otanu me'eretz Mitzrayim? Why doesn't it give the credit to the master of everything? He's the one who took us out of Egypt. Uchmo dechtiv, kel motziyam mi'mitzrayim. The pasuk clearly says, Hashem is the one who took him out of Egypt. Od tzarich be'yu? Third question. Ma'amar ha'katuv, v'lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karovu, ki amar elokim peninachem am v'shavu mitzrayma. The verse says, Hashem didn't take them through Philistine territory because they were close, and Hashem said, lest they have regrets and return to Egypt. L'shema yu tzichim lesavev derech ha'ukah kokach b'midbar, b'pnei chashash peninachem am. Why did they have to go in such a roundabout way throughout the desert because of the concern that they would return? V'rashem mitbarach kol yachol. Hashem could do anything. God could have made it that they wouldn't have regrets in the face of war. So what does that mean? So three questions he asked. Why a term of sorrow? Why is it represented as though Paro sent this out? And why are we concerned that the Jews will have a change of heart? Why doesn't God just cause them not to have a change of heart? So we could explain this along the lines of how every person has to serve his Creator. There are two aspects in the war against our inclinations. You have a situation where a Jew davens. He says, Hashem, save me from my desires. Every second I'm looking at the stock market. Every second I'm wondering what I'm going to do for a living. Every second I'm thinking about money. I'm thinking about women. I'm thinking about lunch. I'm thinking about pizza. So you have a situation where the way a person wants to overcome his material desires is he prays. He asks Hashem, help me out. So through his prayers or in the merits of his forefathers, Hashem helps him and saves him from his desires and his inclinations. But this type of salvation that's coming from above, that's only beneficial for this specific point that he overcame, this moment. He hasn't improved himself. He's asked Hashem, help me, help me. I know when I walk by a cheeseburger, I'm dying to go in there and grab it. Help me overcome it. So he'll deal with that little cheeseburger. Yes, maybe he'll have assistance from above, and he won't go for the cheeseburger. Okay, but he dealt with one point. But he didn't overcome. He didn't take control of his desires in a major sense. So then the desire, the potential is still there. Right now, he overcame the desire for the cheeseburger. Right now, he told himself, I'm not going to go and do that thing I shouldn't do on the internet. I'm not going to do it. Okay, so he didn't do that. But he didn't really take control of himself. He just overcame a specific challenge. It's important, it's valuable, but it's not everything. It has its value, but it has its limitations. It'll come back in a different form, right? Oh, the yesh, but there's a different way to tackle one's desires. where he doesn't turn to God and say, help me, I want to overcome this. But rather, he becomes stronger. The person himself tackles his desires. As machneh legamrei et hayetzarah. Then he can subdue his desires. Umshaber et kocho. He could break their strength. He could take control. He's not a slave to his desire, but rather his desire is a slave to himself. Ve'az yishuato, he lo rak minyan prati, ela yishua klalit. And then the success is a more general success because he has better control of himself. Shenichna yetzara legamre tacht yadav, because then the desire is in his control. Vinei b'shalach parot ha'am haya itarut adil eila. How did we leave Egypt? It wasn't us. It was from above. Hashem took us out of Egypt. And as the bear Avram, the holy grandfather of Slonim, said, he said, the Jews in Egypt were so thick. They were in such thickness of desire. They were in such thickness of materialism that they couldn't arouse anything for Hashem. Their whole focus, their whole life was about the material. So the exodus from Egypt was a gift from above. We didn't really do it from below. It wasn't our doing, it's all miracles, miracles. Everything's coming from above. So even though we left Egypt, but we didn't leave Egypt behind. Because we didn't overcome Egypt. We didn't overcome the Egyptian that was within. We were still this thick-headed people. We were still this crass, materialistic, with physical desires, with impurities. We left Egypt, but Egypt didn't leave us. And that's why you find the Egyptians are still chasing us. There's still an attachment. You find Egypt is left intact. It's not that we overcame the Egyptians. Egypt is still there and their forces are there and their forces in a spiritual sense are there to chase after us. Because if everything's coming from above, then Hashem doesn't break the forces that are down here. Hashem subdues them, Hashem allows us to overcome, but at the end of the day, the force is still here. So if you want a complete redemption, then you have to do something about it. It's not going to happen just because Hashem does miracles. 10 plagues come down from heaven. The splitting of the sea. Everything is coming from above. No. We have to do something from below if we want a complete redemption. And we're in the middle of a thought. We're out of time. We'll pick up here Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.